Five in a row means higher oil prices. Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Much to the surprise of analysts, the Energy Information Administration's weekly report on crude inventories, out Wednesday, dropped for the fifth week in a row. While that doesn't change market fundamentals, there's still an oil glut very much in place. Traders took it as a sign that things could change, especially if OPEC agrees to a production cut. The NYMEX November crude contract rose more than 2% on Wednesday to close at $49.83 a barrel, close to a four-month high. The global benchmark, Brent crude, was up just under 2% to $51.86 a barrel. Part of the drop was caused by a fall in imports to the U.S., as well as a drop in production, falling 38,000 barrels a day in the lower 48 states. That's the biggest weekly fall in production in more than a month. The EIA report also showed a rise in gasoline inventories, even as refineries scaled back operations for seasonal maintenance. The weekly inventory report on natural gas comes out today. Traders pushed the price a bit higher on Wednesday, with the NYMEX November natural gas contract up 2.6% to $3.04 a million BTUs. The nation's pipeline safety regulator, the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, or PHMSA, is expected to soon issue new regulations aimed at getting ahead of pipeline vulnerabilities before they become an accident. In Oklahoma, PHMSA rules are the basis of Oklahoma's safety regulations, so any change in PHMSA rules means a change in Oklahoma. Oklahoma-based SandRidge Energy came out of bankruptcy protection this week, eliminating $3.7 billion in debt by converting it to equity as part of its reorganization. SandRidge employs about 630 people. And that's today's Oklahoma Energy Report for the Oklahoma Corporation Commission. I'm Matt Skinner.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.